Welcome to This Week in History. Good morning, EPs. Look back through the years. I'm Last Man Standing. On June 28, 1986, Wham played their farewell concert. It wasn't planned as their farewell at the time, but sadly, Andrew Ridgeley failed to heed George Michael's advice and wake him up, and so go-goed before Michael could discuss the breakup. On June 29, 2000, Sting played a game of chess against world champion Garry Kasparov. As expected, Kasparov won comfortably, despite the fact that Sting closely watched every move he made. On June 30, 1936, Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind was published in New York. Unfortunately, the book was a flop and never made the public consciousness until adapted to a movie, demonstrating that nobody gave a damn. On July 1, 1959, Mr. Squiggle made his debut on television. Audiences everywhere were immediately confused by the odd-looking pictures on their set, but that was just because the pictures were upside down, upside down. And on July 2, 2000, Rodney Eade became the longest-serving coach of the Sydney Swans, making it his 112th game before the AFL took the Swans coach shopping again, because the Swans have never received special treatment from the AFL. And that's This Week in History. I'm Last Man Standing.